3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Here we go. Red 29. That is.
A Saturday tradition. The Sports Corner on ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
And good morning to everyone in Southeast Louisiana. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Casey Gisclair here with Stan Gravois. We've got a busy show coming your way. In 15 minutes, we'll go to South Lafourche and have B.J. Young, football coach down the bayou, on the line. Then in 30 minutes, we'll go to Archie Adams, the football coach at South Terrebonne High School. Two guys that will be very excited to talk to us today. We'll explain more about that in a minute. Then in at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Vanderbilt Catholic cross-country coach David Malone. They're actually competing in a meet today. Vanderbilt's one of the best cross-country programs in the state of Louisiana, so we figured we would have Coach Malone on to tell us how his team, his young men and young women, did at their meet today. Then in hour two, it's going to be nothing but football. We've got a full college football schedule today. We've got the Saints playing Tampa Bay tomorrow. We're going to make some NFL predictions. Stan and I are going to discuss who we think are going to win their respective NFL divisions, this, that, and the other. And then at the bottom of the show, the last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to do what everybody's been waiting for. We're going to have our pick'em segment to wrap up. We're going to be picking NFL games, college games today, this, that, and the other. I know everybody's excited to hear us picking actual football games after we, you know, all this time away. But Stan, we got just tremendous news this past week. If you're a high school sports fan, is that not only do we have now a clear calendar and you know, a schedule of events and, you know, how this is all going to look, but it actually, you know, Christmas got moved up 1 week. You know, Christmas is, imagine the excitement of a child if Christmas got moved up to December 18th 1 year instead of December 25th. That's where we are right now. We were expecting high school football on October 8th through 10th. Now it's going to be October 1st through 3rd. Everything got bumped up a week. Teams are going to be playing a scrimmage before then. Now we're at a point where you talk about light at the end of the tunnel. We're almost to that light, and it is as clear as it's ever been.
A week ago, we were super excited that there was going to be high school football, but we were kind of apprehensive. We had our fingers crossed that everything was going to work out. Who would have thought it would have been this good, where they moved everything up, not only moving everything up a week, so now we'll be starting on the 1st and 2nd of October, but they're also going to be allowed to play a scrimmage the week before that. So 2 weeks from now, folks, actually a day less than 2 weeks from now, we're going to have actual competition. I realize it is exhibition when it's scrimmages, but we're going to have two teams actually facing each other in high school football. Who would have thunk it just a couple of weeks ago? Yeah, it's been a really a good week if you're a high school football fan.
And, you know, teams now have clear guidance in terms of what the schedule is going to look like. I know last week you and I kind of pondered, well, you know, do they have enough weeks to make this happen? Well, here's what they're going to do. They moved everything up 1 week, so it's going to be the first weekend in October. Your season's going to start. You're going to play 8 regular season games. And so I've been asked many times, well, why did they move it up a week? Well, the reason for that is, with it being at, you know, the October 8th through 10th original start date, there was no comfortable way to do the playoffs. They would have had to cut them a week, or they would have had to move the state championships back so far in the calendar that, you know, it just wasn't working. You know, and they couldn't figure out a way to please everybody. So they said, you know what, we feel this is safe enough. We're going to move everything up a week. We're going to have the full 32-team brackets. And now, basically, we're at a situation to where we're just kind of hitting the, you know, the reset button, and everything is going to be the same as it would have otherwise been, minus the week one and week two games. You're going to play your full 8-game schedule. And then at the end, may the chips fall where they may, 32-game playoff, or 32-team playoff, rather, and we're going to have those full brackets and all the way down to the road to the dome.
There's also a nice ending to the regular season now, because it's going to wrap up on November 20th, which is a week before Thanksgiving. Otherwise, you would have been in the Thanksgiving holidays for most of the high schools, wrapping up the high school season. So I think that's kind of nice, too. I don't know if there was any thought played into that, but it puts a nice bow on everything. And as you mentioned, the playoffs are not going to be affected. I would venture to say for the first time in the state of Louisiana, a state championship for football is going to be played after Christmas. That's a little interesting, and I think it's going to work. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, obviously some concessions had to be made, so you prolong it just a little bit. I would be curious how that's going to work with the basketball coaches. I'm sure they may push back the beginning of some of their seasons just a little bit because those are supposed to go off as scheduled too. But nonetheless, yeah, I actually a very, very good week. The only thing, Casey, and I'll ask you this, does it feel to you like we really don't have a phase system in Louisiana? And the reason I say that is because now it sounds like we're kind of, we have a menu that, okay, we're going into phase three, but you can't do this, but you can do this, but you can't do this, but you can do this. So basically all of those rules and guidelines that were set in phases are sort of thrown out the window. And I get it because, again, this is a fluid situation. But when it comes to football, I think they sort of set the trend and said, we're in phase two, but we're going to continue with football. Although at one time we said it would actually be phase four before we play football. But, you know, it just makes you wonder exactly, you know, how things are going to work out going forward related to some of the protocols. And I must say, and you know, the elephant in the room is how is Orleans and New Orleans area going to play into all of this? I understand yesterday those guys decided that some of the schools are actually going to go out of parish in practice. So that's the only unknown. Yeah, that's the only unknown. Everything else, I think, is on task.
And you know, the question you posed a minute ago, do we have phases? Political pressure, brother. You know, we were staying at two for so long. He had to, for perception purposes, say, hey, we're going forward, even though basically not a whole lot has changed. and I say that some things are going to be able to go up to 75% capacity. But, I've always felt the same way about this is that, you know, hey, it's America, man, and I understand that in America, you know, sometimes things do have to get restricted, and that's where we were. But I also think this is that if you feel like you have the ability to do something safely, it's your right to be given the chance to try. And I think that that's where we are. They're going to give it a shot. So far, so good. Schools have been open for several weeks now. They deserve the right to try, and that's where we're going. That's where college football is headed. That's where the NFL is headed tomorrow. And I think that it's going to be better than what a lot of people expect it to be. Now, one thing that I think is so fun is that right out of the chute, we've got exciting matchups in week one. We've got South Lafourche and Central Lafourche. That's a big matchup. Week one, we've got E.D. White and Assumption. That's a big heavyweight matchup there. Terrebonne and South Terrebonne. Ellender and H.L. Bourgeois. Vanderbilt's taking on Berwick, Homa Christian, Ascension Christian, Covenant Christian against Kenner Discovery Health and Sciences. We've got local teams facing one another that first week. And with so many first-year coaches, usually you go to the season having a pretty good idea of what you're going to see. I don't have any clue what we're going to see. So that week one, seeing some of those scores on those post-game shows or after the fact, it's going to be so exciting to see where the chips fall.
Yeah, I think you'll get an early indication of what a lot of teams are about. And again, they are going to scrimmage a week before, and a lot of our local teams will get together for that. And that's when you start to get a feel for who's going to be what, who's going to have what coming back, how some of these new coaches are going to react. Now, remember, as related to COVID, when they're going to be playing these scrimmages, not only are they worried about the X's and O's and trying to read what some of their players can and can't do for them on the field, they're going to be implementing all of the COVID protocols. So there's a lot that goes into all of this going forward. It's not like, you know, now that Mr. Bonan has said, let's play ball, that you just kind of move forward. There's still a lot that has to go into this. I don't think any of these coaches mind at all. You know, the one thing we found last week was when we were talking to some of the area coaches here on air and just during the week, there's definitely, you called it a pep in the step of all of the coaches. I can only imagine how much that has grown exponentially to this week with everything that's going on. And the fact that on Thursday, they were allowed to sort of get after it at practice. So that's the first time there was a little contact that went on. So I'm curious to see how that went for some of the coaches in the area. Now, from a standpoint of having all your schemes in place, the mental part of football in place, I don't think there's going to be any lag time with that. I think it's the physical part of football that might be a little sloppy going forward, but the mental part of football should be pretty good. I'm talking about on-the-field stuff. I'm not talking about off the field, because mentally off the field it's been certainly draining. So, you know, we hope that football, I know Coach Rod mentioned this the last week, he said it may be a little sloppy the first week or two, and that very well may be true, but I am hoping that scheme-wise it has allowed a lot of these new coaches to maybe get in the things that they wanted to get in before they start game one.
And you know, what's so exciting is just, you know, this means an awful lot to people. It really does. And it's taken a lot of hard work to get us to this point. And for anybody who just says, you know, throw a blanket over, no, just cancel that. You know, we don't need that. You know, this means a whole lot to so many people. And the reason why I mentioned this, just to tell a quick story, is I covered volleyball on Thursday. It was the first sporting event I covered in person in 7 months. And anyone who knows me knows that I don't go more than 7 days often without covering a sports event. I'll go and drive around and try to find a little league event at times whenever I'm trying to, you know, chase that down. And as I got to the gym and started taking pictures and looking through them, I got emotional, man. 7 months of uncertainty, of pain, and of, you know, family loss in my case. So for these young men to finally be back in that routine, and women as well, and some of the female sports, obviously, it means an awful lot to these folks, and it means a lot to their mental health. It means a lot to their, you know, their confidence and their self-esteem. And you know, I understand the concerns and the dangers of everything that's going on with the virus, and please don't think that I'm demeaning that at all. But we've got to learn to cooperate with it, because it's not going away anytime soon, and we've got to get back to being as normal as we can given the circumstances, because this means too much to just throw a blanket and say cancel everything. We can't continue to do that.
As a person who works in sports medicine, I would add this to it. The biggest risk going into any normal year, I'm not talking about this pandemic year, but any normal year, is two things: heat and hydration and concussions. So obviously all these kids kind of sign off when they're filling out their Louisiana High School Athletic Association packets that they understand the risk of concussion, primarily for football, obviously, and they understand the hydration problems and what it means to be hydrated and take care of yourself. And obviously South Louisiana, where it's extremely hot. I certainly hope we don't forget about those two things. Because I'll tell you, folks, there is a chance that those two things present a bigger risk than what COVID does. And I hope we don't forget about them. Parents, take care of your children. Hydrate. Pickle juice, bananas, whatever it takes, potassium, make sure that they're taken care of in that avenue. And if there is any indication of a concussion, take care of it. It's not going to be a career-ending thing now, but if you take care of it properly, you'll be okay. So from that perspective, I hope we don't forget about sometimes what maybe might be our true risk going forward.
Amen. Very well said. So let's catch our first commercial break. When we get back, we're going to go down the bayou to talk to the new Tarpon football coach, BJ Young. I know he's very excited, as the Tarpons have finally been able to bump around a little bit at practice. It's the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3, 1600 AM KLEB, 102.7, and Vision Communications Channel 25.
Saunders and Chabe are attorneys at law, have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabe through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabe specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabert at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabe, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's Workplace Readiness Team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more. A healthy workforce is a productive workforce. Schedule your workplace readiness assessment by calling 850-6214 or visit tgmc.com.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joseptic@viscom.net.
At Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat and Homa, you can get a great deal on a Ram at their Ram Power Days event. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3. Casey and Stan enjoying our Saturday mornings. We go to the phone lines. South Lafourche football coach B.J. Young on the line. B.J., good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, man. I'm doing great. Playing football and watching some college game day. It's a good morning.
Amen to that. Now, you guys had such a great week this past week in terms of, okay, finding out your season calendar, finding out, hey, we're going forward, and now the ability to kind of bump around and practice a little bit the last couple of days. How's everything been down the bye for you guys?
It's been good. The kids been getting after it, competing. You know, we were able to go full pads, I believe it was Thursday, and, you know, we got after it a little bit and really excited about what we saw as a coaching staff with our guys and looking to build off of it. Friday was a little bit of a walkthrough. You know, we banged a little bit on Thursday, you know, and it's new for us, a hitting, so we gave them a day and really focused on our mental aspect and some special teams on Friday.
BJ, as related to, and I assume you played for Coach Valden when you were over at Hornville?
Absolutely.
So, obviously, you learned from ex-coaches. I'm sure you learned from him, Coach Lee over at East Ascension. Those two schools are pretty big 5A schools, South Lafourche is a fairly big 4A school. Do you bring things that you learned at those schools there, or have you found out that there is a difference, maybe either in personnel or whatever the resources may be, or is it pretty much football is football, and I've learned from those guys, and I'm implementing the things I learned from them?
Yeah, you know, real fortunate to play under Coach Valden and, you know, at Hornville, and still today, you know, very you know, what I would consider a powerhouse in the state in 5A football. You know, every year have a chance to win it. So, you know, bring a lot of things that I did at home as a player. Some of the traditions we kind of did, implementing into what we do. Because I feel like as a player, it got us excited to go. So bringing some of that and, you know, the physicality that we had. And, you know, at East Ascension, same thing. You know, you take positives and you bring them with you, things that work, because we were successful there too. And, you know, and you make it your own because it's not every program's the same. You know, what works for Hornville, you know, right across the river, it might not work for Destrehan, you know. So, and it's the same across the state how I feel. So, you know, I take things that I've done in my past and at Southeastern as well, you know. I was under Mike Lukes and then under Ron Roberts, and they both had things that they did really well. And I take them and I give them to our kids. And you know, whatever we do best, we go with. And a lot of it's worked because, you know, even the coaches will say it, you know, the excitement that we have out there right now is refreshing. And it makes them excited as well, you know. So, you know, just I'm lucky. You know, I'm blessed to have been a part of great programs and been around some great coaches.
Coach, you have one built-in advantage. And what I mean by that is, while other coaches in the area are trying to figure out, you know, oh, my goodness, how am I going to bust my varsity team here with all these restrictions and everything like that, you guys don't have to worry about that until almost November. You guys play your first four games at home. Talk about that advantage of, hey, you guys could focus just strictly on your opponents for the entire first month of the season.
Right, right. You know, our scrimmage is home versus Patterson, so we don't have to worry about getting on a bus then. And like you say, Casey, we got four straight home games. So, you know, I was sitting down with the assistant principal the other day, and we're looking at when we're leaving, and she said, Coach, you don't have to leave for 5 weeks. You know, I'm like, I know, that's good stuff. So, you know, and we're fortunate to have a big stadium, you know, so the 25%, you know, people get to come out and watch, and, you know, some other places might not be as, you know, fortunate as we are with the facilities and stuff like that. But, you know, so it's nice, you know, you get in front of your home crowd, and, you know, the other little nuances about, you know, finding buses and, you know, getting meals and stuff like that, which our parents are great about anyway. But, you know, you don't have to worry about none of that right now. We can really focus on our X and O's because our first four are at home.
Talking about the Tarpon specifically, and if you want to get into individuals, we certainly would appreciate that. But if you want to talk about grouping, that's good too. What's strong? What have you seen that you're really happy with, whether it's position grouping or one side of the ball or one phase of the game? What are you really happy with at this point?
Man, I'm going to tell you what I like is one side of the ball is not dominant. You know, I would be concerned if the defense was, you know, just steady giving it to us on a day-in and day-out basis, or if they couldn't stop us, you know, we were just running through them like a nosebleed, you know. So I would be concerned in that aspect too, but it's back and forth, man. You know, it'll go day-to-day sometimes, but majority of the time it's really like period-to-period, you know. If we're doing – you know, scale, we might win that one. And, you know, like on Thursday, we did some team run and inside. And, you know, inside, they kind of – we couldn't move it much. And then we go to team run, and we have some success, you know. So, and it's good for the kids because they get to face some adversity. And, you know, kind of what we talked about the other day is, you know, you can't give up because there's going to be times in the game there's going to be, you know, highs and there's going to be lows. And, you know, if you jump up 21-0, You can't let off the gas because in a blink of an eye with a few miscues and stuff like that, they could be right back in the game and you're back into, you know, a war. So you got to keep your pedal on, you know, your foot on the pedal and, you know, vice versa. If you fall down 14-21-0, you know, is enough going to be enough? You know, somebody needs to step up. It can't always be the coaches. Somebody's got to step up and, you know, enough's enough. And you stop it right there and you chip away at the lead. You know, because if you go in the tank, you blink, it'll be 35-0. You know, so, and it's been good because, like I say, they're not giving up. You know, one side of the ball will do well, and then we blow the whistle, give them a 3-minute break, come back out, and then the other side of the ball is giving it to us. You know, so, you know, it looks like right now we have good leadership on both sides to step up and hold their own teammates accountable. You know, and when enough's enough, and it's time to strap up and go to work. You know, we gave them enough. So that's the positive I can take from you know, our practices so far.
Coach, it looks like the calendar sets up just perfectly, and what I mean by that is you guys are going to be doing the AB days until the 28th, and then on the 28th you get them 5 days a week, which the 28th is the start of game week. So I mean, it looks like everything couldn't have fallen in line any better in terms of how you guys would have wanted it to go for the start of the season.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I'm excited about when you get everybody on campus. And, look, it's been going smooth, you know, and I was up in the air. And, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, you know, with Casey. A week and a half ago, we didn't know if we were playing, you know. And then we got kids coming on campus, and, you know, I don't know how it's going to go. But, man, it's been great. You know, the kids on campus do a great job, and our administration makes sure, you know, that everybody is doing what they need to be doing to ensure everyone's safety. So it's been going great. So you know, I don't think anything's going to change. You know, I think we the kids that we have in our school and our administration hold everyone to a standard, and it'll go smooth. What I'm most excited about is, you know, when we get all these kids on campus, you know, even though you still social distance and they go on to lunch at certain times, but it's the school spirit's going to be back. You know, when it's a game day, you know, everybody's there, and you know the excitement's in the air. You know, even if you're not having pep rallies and stuff like that, just having that natural excitement from it being a Friday on campus in the fall is going to be fun.
So a multiple choice question for you, BJ. Would you rather open up the season with A, St. Charles Catholic, B, Central Lafourche, C, it doesn't matter who we play, I'm just glad we play in football, or D, I'm not answering that on air, but I have strong feelings about this.
Yeah, look, man, you know, it's like we tell the kids, you can't be scared of anybody. You know, we respect everyone, but we shouldn't fear anybody. You know, they put their pants on the same way we do. They eat a pregame meal too. You know, they putting their cleats on 1 foot at a time. You shouldn't be scared of anybody, but you respect them and you take them for who they are. You know, everybody on our schedule, I think, has got athletes across the board, and they're well coached. You know, from St. Charles Catholic, who played for a state championship last year, who might be the best coach team in the state. You know, to Central Lafourche, who's got a first-year guy. You know, and I talked to Aaron yesterday. Aaron, they played for a state championship last year, too. And Central Lafourche's got great athletes as well. So, you know, everybody we play, you know, is going to be prepared to go. And we're going to be prepared to go as well. So, you know, like we said before, when you spot the ball, you know, we're going to be ready to go. We play who we play. You know, we're going to respect everybody, but we're not going to fear anyone.
Coach, you see all these reports that, you know, hey, NFL teams are getting wide receivers to take reps at quarterback just in case the quarterbacks all have to quarantine. Are you guys doing anything funky like that just in case, you know, a position group were to happen to go down before, you know, before a week of a game?
Right. We're not, man. Look, our quarterbacks that we have, I'm confident we're putting either one of them, you know, Patrick Justclair or Matt Jalbert out there on a Friday night to win us football games. You know, I feel like we do a good job of – they're not – we don't meet, like, just quarterbacks in a tight area, you know. So when we do an individual in practice, they're not on side each other, you know, and they spread out. We sanitizing, you know, the footballs and stuff like that. So right now I don't feel like if one of them was to get the coronavirus, I don't feel like the other one would be at super risk because we're not, you know, we're taking precautions as far as we don't have everybody in a close area watching tape or, you know, like on the sidelines, you know, we always, you know, it's crazy, you know, you're coaching that more than you're coaching the game almost. You feel like, you know, separate, spread out. Put your mask on, you know. Coach, I'm getting water. Well, get water, put your mask back on, you know. So so I think we're doing the right things, man, as far as that's concerned. So we're not doing too much, you know, a receiver taking reps. And, look, we went to the whiteboard and we've discussed it, you know, of who we think's our next best option if our quarterbacks were to go down with an injury or, you know, or with coronavirus. So that's kind of how we're approaching it right now.
Last week, we had Chris Dugas of Thibodaux High School on, and he mentioned that he would much prefer playing a scrimmage than a jamboree if that was going to be the situation where you would play one or the other. And actually, after he gave his answer, I agree with him. But I did talk to a head coach this week who said he would rather play in a jamboree because the kids get kind of bright-eyed a little bit. And actually, as a new coach as you are, he felt like, we need to be in the game gear. We need to be in game mode just so that when week one comes, we're ready to go from a perspective of being in a stadium and not being with coaches on the field. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I do. We talked about it the other day. From a scrimmage standpoint, I believe we're going to get more reps. You know, sometimes in a jamboree of, you know, if we're holding the ball and we're going on a long drive, then the team on the other side is not getting many offensive reps and then vice versa. With the scrimmage, you can script your plays and your scenarios. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a two-live quarter game-like simulation, you know, a jamboree, basically, you know, if you want to look at it like that. So we're going to get our scripted plays in, making sure everyone gets reps because in the jamboree as well, you know, if you're just doing a jamboree and not a sub-varsity level jamboree, you know, your younger kids might not get as many reps either. So the scrimmage gets younger guys reps, and you get to see what they have as well, going against another team in another color. But we're going to do the two live quarters. And like I told the staff the other day, you know, the way I see it, we have guys that's been at South Lafourche. But the way I see it is we're a new staff because we've never all worked together. You know, they don't know how I really function in a game. Like scenario, our defensive coordinator, Will Broussard, how he functions, you know, in a game like scenario, how we feed off each other. So we're going to do that. You know, we're going to get the headsets out. We're going to set up the huddle sideline. And we're going to treat these two live quarters like it would be a Friday night. So I feel like we're going to get the best of both worlds. So I think that'll be good for us coaches as well as our players.
Very good. Well, look, Coach, thanks so much for the time. And we'll chat again soon before the start of the season, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you all.
Yes, sir. That is B.J. Young at South Lafourche. Stan, I asked him the question about the receivers playing quarterback. Did you see what the Eagles did in the NFL?
I did not.
They signed one of the McCown brothers to their practice squad. Now, they've got, you know, 40-plus-year-old guy on their practice squad, and his job is this. His job is to learn the playbook and then don't show up to practice for the rest of the season. Why? Because in case of all the quarterbacks get COVID, they'll be able to plug him in and play him on the given Sunday. They'll have a quarterback in the pocket.
That, you know, that's actually really smart, especially a guy like that who's been around and is well thought of in the league. So I guess I kind of get it. I'm sure those teams can afford that. So that's kind of neat. I did want to mention, too, and this is kudos to you guys at 100.3, and I say you guys, specifically Truck and those guys. South Lafourche is in such a great situation to be brought home to all of the parents, no matter what the pandemic holds. So just a thumbs up to y'all. Y'all are, you know, and when I say y'all, South Lafourche and the partnership with 100.3 is something that a lot of schools really envy, and I think it's so great for the high school community of South Lafourche.
Professional segue, my friend, because I was just going to mention Team One Prep, number one, teamoneprep.com. Hit Louisiana, and you'll be able to see South Lafourche. You'll be able to get your volleyball and your football games. Just click the game you want to watch, follow the payment instructions, and you'll be able to be a part of the season. If you're not, you know, feeling safe about going to the matches or whatever it may be, volleyball, I know it's still restricted, teamoneprep.com, and you'll be able to follow everything South Lafourche related for the fall semester. Let's catch a quick break. When we get back, Archie Adams, South Terrebonne football, he will join us, talk about all the same. High school football is ready to rock and roll in the coming weeks. Keep it right here on ESPN 100.3. We'll be right back after this.
Finally, it's here. The supermarket that Canal Street's been waiting for. Right between Canal and South Broad, the Big Easy Fresh Market is the locally owned, family-oriented market, complete with a cafe, a bakery, a deli, and some of the freshest produce and meats in town. Craving international food? No problem. The friendly staff will take care of your every need. Ready to start fresh? Make a note. The Big Easy Fresh Market, 2669 Canal Street. Like them on Facebook. Eat more fresh.
Call today and be cool tonight. Crescent AC and Heat will save you time, money, and sweat this summer. One call does it all. Crescent AC and Heat will clean your AC condenser and do a full check of your AC for only $49. You heard right, $49. Call the best for less this summer. Crescent AC and Heat at 504-777-1234. That's 504-777-1234. And remember, go Tigers.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Work, school, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, the gym. to the airport to pick up loved ones, to the kids' soccer games, piano lessons, out for movie night, to hear your favorite band in the city, over to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and on last year's amazing road trip. Your vehicle takes you so many places. Protect it. When you leave your vehicle, remember to always take your keys or key fob with you and lock the doors. If you suspect auto theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB, or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And welcome back to the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3 and also 1600 AM KLEB, 102.7 KLEB, and Vision Communications Channel 25. Casey and Stan enjoying our Saturday mornings. We hope the same for you guys. We go to the phone lines now with South Terrebonne football coach Archie Adams on the line. Coach Adams, good morning, man. How are you?
Great, man. How are y'all doing?
Doing great. I know you're doing great. You guys got guidance that your season's going to be set in stone and also moved up a week. I know that's exciting for you guys over in Gatorland. Talk about how things have been since you guys have been able to put the pads on and move around a little bit.
Well, we just, you know, like everyone else, we were able to suit up full on Thursday, and we had our first full practice, and, you know, we pretty much looked like a team who hadn't tackled in 10 months. So, you know, but I'm sure everybody pretty much looked the same way. But our coaches were so frustrated. We, you know, we were doing everything with pads, and I kept waiting to show up to practice one day, and the pads would accidentally be missing. So they're very happy that they put the pads down and actually did some blocking and tackling and all those things that we need. It's going to be interesting, though, you know, probably – it'll show up maybe the first couple of games, but it's going to take a while to get into that pattern, you know, that you normally would have maybe 30 days to do it in half the time. It's going to be a challenge, but we're excited. We're not complaining, I'll put it to you that way.
So the 25th is when all the scrimmages are going to be, Archie. Do you think just in general teams are, from a physicality standpoint, going to be ready for that? Because we're talking about a little bit less than 2 weeks. Or is it, you know what, we just have to move forward, and whether we're ready or not, we need to do this?
Yeah, I agree with you saying. Will they be ready as, you know, a normal season? Not so much, but you're right. I mean, we have to, and I guess a scrimmage setting like that is the best way to do it. That way, you know, it's a start and stop kind of deal where you can work with the kids, but the X's and O's won't be the problem. It's going to be the beating you're going to take, so to speak. And, you know, if you're not quite used to it because you've only been doing it for a week and a half, it's going to be a more of a challenge on the kids. But like you said, you got to start. You got to get it done, and we'll improve over time on different things.
Coach, you guys have a really good quarterback coming back. But, you know, in order to kind of throw the ball a little bit more than maybe in years past, you got to have some weapons and some receivers on the edges. Tell us about some of your skilled playmakers that you have out there.
Well, Christian is looking very good in practice. Caden Chauvin is going to be a senior, and Mike Barba does a fantastic job getting those kids. You know, we tease all the time. He's the best coach in the world when it comes to short and slow kids. he finds a way to get those guys open. I mean, he just, you know, the way he teaches the routes and just having it down to perfection, because if you're not the best athlete, you know, on the field, you got to do everything else right, technique-wise, and Mike does an outstanding job with that. I mean, and he's got some younger guys that are coming up, but if I had to pick up a leader right there, it would be Caden Chauvin. Caden's worked really hard in the weight room and very much improved his game. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, we do a lot of things, a lot of different formations, and keep people off balance this year. And Mike and Steve Barber and the offensive guys, they're doing a better job as far as it's not going to be. I'm not saying we're getting rid of our old offense, but it's going to be a different look, and that's going to help us move the ball.
From the standpoint of a position groupings, maybe one position that you'll really be strong at, that there is depth there, that if that side of the ball, something's going to carry you, what might that be?
I believe our line in general, offense and defense, but mostly offense, I think we have a good solid 7-8 rotation. We have a couple of two seniors that you know, it's been playing a while, and we had a guy on defense that really helped us, and it's kind of a you know, it's kind of hurt us a little bit because he was so much needed on the offensive line, so we had to move him. We moved him to guard, but if I had to tell you a position with the most depth, not that it's a lot, don't get me wrong, but I would say offensive line. Chandler's doing a great job. Arsenal doing a great job with those guys too. And we kind of had a little scrimmage simulation deal yesterday, and the offense looked pretty good for having contact for the first time.
Coach, we asked this to B.J. Young a little bit earlier in the show, and I'll ask you the same thing. You're hearing all these stories about the college teams who are maybe – picking a wide receiver that they think could take quarterback snaps in case, you know, the quarterbacks get sick, or, you know, picking a couple of offensive linemen who they think can maybe switch over to defensive line if they have to, and, you know, in case if things happen. How much of, you know, plans and provisions have you guys made for, you know, oh shoot, if the worst case happens, you know, we've got to be ready to play on Friday? How much planning have you guys made for those types of situations?
Well, we always, you know, for the most part, have you got to have an offense and a defense position. You know, you got to share kids. They have to learn the offense. They have to learn the defense. Our coordinators, Justin Lerett and Mike and Steve Barber, they do a good job of splitting the time. And, you know, you play linebacker, but you also play guard, or you also play running back. Most of our running backs, most of our skill guys play defensive back. And you have to do it, and it kind of, especially in COVID times. You're right. Like if a safety's out or something like that, well, that running back's going to have to get back there. And the good thing is, the way we design our practices, it's not going to be that big of a challenge because they know both sides of the ball. And yes, we do have, a doomsday scenario where we have a package. I know Mike does that. We can put an athlete back there if we have to at quarterback and get things done, even if we have to change up our offense. You know, you're going to end up having to do what you got to do to field that team.
I had to laugh. I actually had to move the phone away from my mouth whenever Casey first asked that question of you, Archie, because being a coach at South Terrebonne, that was always the norm. As a matter of fact, in 1991, our starting offensive guard was our backup quarterback and a backup wide receiver. So think about that for a little while. So that's just the norm at South Terrebonne. That's what you get. I did have this question for you, and I don't know if any way, shape, or form you care about it. You got to worry about what's happening on the football field. But as it relates to spectators, I'm a little confused. I know initially it was going to be 50% as the LHSA stated in phase two. We moved to phase three, so I think it's going to grow. But I think I heard the governor actually yesterday say it's down to 25%. So I'm totally confused. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes. I'm pretty sure the governor, as far as high school is concerned, I think it's 50% at high school games. We just got our email, like for instance, South Terrebonne Stadium, we got 2,500. We can have 2,500. Well, I hope and pray I have to turn people away, because if you got 2,500 people, that's a pretty good gate.
Yeah,
I agree.
So
I don't think it's a big issue here. I really don't. And I think Terrebonne's somewhere upwards of maybe 3,000, their stadium. So, I mean, that's probably not – it's going to be more of a spacing issue. And Mr. Pellegrin and I already talked about that, and maybe skipping each section and taping it off and things. It can get done. I truly think, you know, even our bigger games, our Terrebonne, our Ellender games, I still truly think you're under 2,500, to be honest. So it's more of a spacing deal, I guess you could say. Hey, sorry, guys, you want to watch the game? Everybody can't huddle together on the 50-yard line. You know, you're going to have to spread out. But I think people will do anything it takes to go and watch a high school football game.
Coach, isn't it just the ultimate irony, though, is that it's not rained in what feels like 2 months, and then now there's immediately a storm in the Gulf of Mexico, right as you guys are getting full clearance. It never fails, does it?
Yeah, good old 2020, man. I tell you what. First day of practice, we all excited. Second day yesterday, and we get in the coach's office, and I can't remember if it was Justin or something. He pulls it up on his phone. And he says, look at this. It was like five storms potentially coming in the Gulf. I'm like, well, I would say, I quit saying it could get worse or it can't get worse. I quit saying that like 4 months ago. So we just roll with the punches and whatever happens, happens.
Last week you actually started school in Terrebonne Parish for the public school system. Everything seemed to flow and go okay. And quite honestly, does it help your practices after school? Because you basically get good attendance when you have school going on, right?
Yeah, I have to admit, we were all nervous and not knowing what to expect, but Mr. Pellegrin and his staff and, our teachers, that it was smooth. I mean, we had hardly any problems, which was great. I think the kids were just glad to be back at school and didn't want to rock the boat too much. And you have your virtual kids, so you don't have your full attendance, but we still have close to about around 770 kids. And, we have staggered bell systems and everybody had a mask. I did not have to tell one of my students, over 100 students, to put the mask on. So I have to give them a lot of credit to the kids, actually. And the plan that we put in place at our school, at least, worked out pretty well for the first week.
Very good. Well, look, Coach, we thank you so much for the time, and we'll chat again before the year starts, okay?
All right, man. Thank you all, too.
Yes, sir. That is Archie Adams with South Terrebonne, doing a great job, as always. You know, it feels strange. You know, you want to come on and you want to intro these guys. Okay, first year coach. Well, they're the majority right now. The minority are the ones who are the veteran coaches right now, because everybody is in the same boat being in their first year, by and large, locally. But we know that Archie's got a little bit of a leg up knowing the system and having so much experience on his staff. I think South Terrebonne, we talked about possible contenders in the first segment of the show. I think South Terrebonne's going to be A-OK in the upcoming year.
Yeah, there are degrees of first-year coach. You know, if you're B.J. Young and you're coming from a totally different system, and maybe you're not part of the community, that changes things a little bit. It could be for the better now. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's a good thing or a bad thing necessarily, but obviously Archie has been there, and if they're going to continue to do some of the things they did in the past, which were successful, he's been there. He's done that, so he kind of understands that along the way, and I think that that's certainly a plus for that team. And we always mention that there are so many South Terrebonne grads there as coaches that it just kind of recycles what they do. I am curious, as he mentioned, these tweaks in the offense. I want to see how that looks, and the only way we're going to know is when we watch them on the field. But, if that works out for them where it's a little bit more open, so to speak, as I have my quotations up, it's going to be fun to watch South Terrebonne this year.
I agree. So let's catch a quick commercial break. We're going to pause the high school football talk for one segment. We'll talk to David Malone, the Vanderbilt Catholic cross-country coach. They're one of the best cross-country programs in the state of Louisiana. And Coach Malone and his Terriers and Lady Terriers had a meet today, so we'll ask them about that. It's the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Hello, this is State Senator Gary Smith from District 19. I want to let you know that I am very concerned about the impact COVID-19 is having on each and every one of us. To stay cautious and practice social distancing, wash hands often, remember to not touch your face, and watch out for your older family members and neighbors. I have been working very hard along with our other elected officials and the governor, and we are taking this very seriously. Please listen for daily news. As everyone does their part, we will prevail. Thank you.
Need to see a doctor but don't want to leave the comforts of your home? Terrebonne General Medical Center telehealth is your answer. Our clinics provide same-day virtual appointments. Our highly trained physicians and nurse practitioners are committed to using leading-edge technology to better serve patients navigating the new normal. 70% of patients using virtual appointments for the first time comment on how easy it is to set up. All you need is a smartphone, tablet, or home computer. Visit tgmc.com/mychart to learn more.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle, they want it. And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3. Casey and Stan enjoying our Saturday mornings, and we hope the same for you guys. We've been talking about high school football, but we're waiting on them to start a sport that has already started as cross country, and we have Vanderbilt cross country coach David Malone on the line. Coach Malone, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing fine. Good. Coach, we understand your Terriers and Lady Terriers competed in a meet this morning. How did that go?
Yes, sir. We went to the Eddie Cole Classic over at Edie White. It was a really nice morning to run. The clouds were out, kind of covering the sun. A little humid, but good morning to run. It was good for a lot of teams to get back out there. It went okay for us. You know, we didn't necessarily have the day that we would have liked. We were missing a couple of girls. We had one go down with an injury, but you know, it was just good to get out there and run.
David, and listen, I'm gonna start this off by saying this. David, I've been known for quite some time. It's a long way from Godfrey, Illinois to Houma, Louisiana to David, but just so proud of everything. I actually friends with his sister, and David moved down here I would imagine for a job opportunity, right, David?
Yes, it was late July, and Lafourche Parish called and offered me a job at Central Lafourche, and I said, well, if I'm going to teach, I guess I better pack the car and go. So here I am.
And he came down to the South, married a Cajun girl, and now he's a Cajun forever. So, David, we are very proud of you, especially what you've done with that program. Here's something you probably don't realize. I was thinking of the longevity of coaches at Vanderbilt Catholic, and except for maybe Phil Amedee, you know, you are it. You are the guy. You are the most celebrated coach there as far as longevity goes. So congratulations on that. Here's what I can't fathom in my mind. It's just a few years ago that we saw, you know, Caroline Lindsay, who is winning the individual medalist for the girls in the state championship in cross country for Vanderbilt Catholic. And then, you know, you have a Bryn Kelso. And now, you know, we saw last week where Ella Chestnut won over at the St. Thomas Aquinas meet. And it just keeps on coming. It keeps on coming. do you have in a situation right now where you have to rotate these girls because of COVID this year? And when you get to the state meet, you can sort of, you know, climax that state meet where you're going to put everything together and try and win it all again this year?
I guess the answer is yes and no. We really don't have to rotate them. You know, we basically have a more or less a core seven or eight girls. And, you know, they, like today, for instance, at E.D. White, they started the first seven girls for each team. Then they started the next seven girls. They did a staggered start. So, you know, you can run more or less as many as you want. And, you know, the times count. And, you know, as long as you have your girls up there at the front, you know, you're going to do pretty well. And Ella had a great day today. She ran an 18:39, which may be close to the Vanderbilt record in the 3 mile. I'm going to have to take a look at that. But she had a great day today.
Coach, every other sport has been kind of on hold, so to speak, in that, you know, okay, you couldn't play baseball, you couldn't have contact for football, whatever. But cross country and running and things of that sort have always been kind of encouraged. So talk about, you know, the luxury it's been of, while you guys may have been limited in the team activities that you could physically do together, you could always, you know, tell your kids, hey, this is how you get better, this is how you improve. You guys never, in that sense, have ever really truly slowed down.
Right, exactly. We had very few restrictions from the beginning, you know, besides wearing a mask or trying to keep a certain amount of people out of the locker room. You know, it's been full go in terms of practice. And even these past couple meets we've had, you know, there's been some restrictions, so many people on the starting line, but it looks just like a cross-country meet. It looks just like cross-country practice. We really have not had a whole lot of changes. You know, we just hope that there's not that one breakout or, you know, in terms of COVID, or one kid gets COVID and then we have to quarantine. That's one thing we're really trying to avoid, but so far so good.
You mentioned Ella's time. Is there a situation where you guys as cross-country coaches sit and either think this is a faster course or, quite honestly, wink, wink, the course might not be quite the length it was supposed to be? So I guess my point is it hard to compare times? Because I know in swimming they're going to do virtual, but if a pool is 25 meters, it's 25 meters. I mean, that's it. Or at least you could take a tape measure out and measure it. It's a little tougher
right.
to do with cross country. So do you find, or do your girls get excited about, and I say girls, listen, you have a terrific boys team too, but do they get a little bit more excited about certain tracks, certain courses that are out there?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'll start with what you first said. You know, some courses are definitely different. Some courses have hills, some courses have grass. Today was a street run. You know, E.D. White was not allowed to host the meet at Pelche Park during phase two, and they just didn't want to change things. So it was literally a big rectangle, you know, around E.D. White and the streets of Thibodeau. So it was fast because it was just concrete. They never touched the grass once. And they ended on the track. So it was a very fast course. You know, the girls love running out at Highland Park out in Baton Rouge, where they have some of the more preeminent meets in cross country, where you have, you know, 200, 300 runners. So, yeah, they definitely have favorite courses that they like to run. And, you know, just and of course, once it gets in October and gets a little cooler, that helps things, too. So no doubt about it.
Coach, one thing I think is so interesting about your sport is that, you know, let's say football, for example, you're not going to, very rarely are you going to see someone make an impact at the varsity level until they're, you know, a junior, senior. Every once in a while, there are some younger players who make an impact. In cross country, we see oftentimes, and even in y'all's program, eighth graders, ninth graders, they could come in and make a big impact right away. So does that change, you know, how much you may do, you know, maybe some scouting at the middle school levels or whatever it may be to see, hey, this is what we have coming? Because in your sport, the younger kids can contribute right away oftentimes.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, this is one of the few sports where eighth graders really are an impact, and in many cases are the biggest impact. You know, you do hear rumors of, you know, for us, we do get the eighth graders, so you do hear rumors of seventh graders, that, you know, maybe a St. Francis or Maria Immaculata or any of those schools that might be coming to Vanderbilt, and you see them in the JV meets, and you say, well, if, you know, we can put this person or that person, if they decide to come to Vanderbilt and put them on this team, you know, we can maybe keep this train rolling, that's for sure. And, you know, it, like Stan said a while ago, it happens. Our we got over the hump in terms of state championships 5 years ago when Caroline Lindsay and Madison Rishu came as eighth graders, and that was our first championship. And you know, those two brought that youth and exuberance and kind of that. You know, what am I doing here? I just know I need to go out there and run fast. And that's what brought us our first state championship, were those eighth graders. There's no doubt about it.
Listen, from a standpoint of, and I'm guessing this, all coaches across country, across the state of Louisiana, have both the men's and women's or the girls and boys programs, as you do at Vanderbilt Catholic. And I know that there's a lot of help that you get there, too. But that being said, is it a chore sometimes to make sure that the boys are motivated because your girls' program has been so good, or vice versa, when the boys are a little bit stronger than the girls? Or do they kind of look and I guess you always have to guard against the boys always saying, oh, he's paying more attention to the girls, or the girls saying he's paying more attention to the boys? Or is it just a process and they feel like they're all a team together?
I think if you asked them, they would say that they're all a team together. But I do have that issue in my mind. You know, if the girls winning three state championships, I keep that in the back of my mind that I've got to keep on these boys. We want to be, you know, maybe we're not going to win state, but there's always the potential of winning local titles. There's always the potential of winning parish and district. You know, I think last year, besides the girls' state championship, of course, my biggest thrill was the boys winning the parish meet. You know, we eked out a 2-point win over Marty Collins' Terrebonne boys team. Which, you know, I think was a surprise to a lot of people. And then we ended up winning district as well. So in a way, that was definitely one of our biggest thrills, you know, of the year. I don't want to say it was bigger than the state championship, but nevertheless, we are very serious about our boys team as well. And we want them to succeed as much as they possibly can.
Coach, before we let you go, give us a rundown of where you guys are going to be next.
So this week we have two meets. Marty Collins is hosting his Friday night Under the Lights meet at Terrebonne High School. I'm probably going to send a JV team over there, boys and girls. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to travel over to City Park and we're going to go to the Mount Carmel Cub Run. And we're hoping we can have some really good competition over there, in City Park against the New Orleans schools and whoever else shows up.
Very good. Well, look, man, thanks so much for the time and good luck to your boys and your girls the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes, sir. That is David Malone with Vanderbilt Catholic. They always have a great program, and it is I don't know how they do it, but they, like I was asking them, they find these eighth and ninth graders who come in, make a huge impact right away, and it is a joy to watch how graceful some of those young men and young women are running. As he said, an 18-minute time. Y'all, they run 3 miles, 18 minutes. You do the math there. You're basically sprinting for the entire 3 miles. That's hard work.
It is hard work. It is, you know, I don't even want to drive 3 miles, and those guys are out there running at 3 miles. I'll say this about David. Again, I mentioned I've known David for his entire life, lived in Godfrey and went to school up there in Godfrey, Illinois, and his mom, a wonderful lady, Miss Mary, up there. I hope she's doing fine. I wish I'd had the opportunity to ask him about her. But anyway, he comes down and he kind of takes over this program, and he's so organized, and he doesn't overcoach the kids, and he knows he gets some kids who are coming up who already have pieces in place, so to speak. So he's kind of that perfect fit there. I will say this. Being from Godfrey, which is right across the river from St. Louis, he's a huge, huge St. Louis Rams fan until they moved to Los Angeles. And one day, David's going to be doing what you and I do, Casey. He is he loves moderating, and he's got such a good voice and everything, but he is a sports nut. So so happy for his success. And I think, listen, they're in line for another state championship with the girls. They are loaded this year, and I think by the time Natchitoches comes around, assuming it is going to be in Natchitoches this year, the state meet, he'll be in great shape, and I think they'll be bringing another championship back to home. We're very lucky between them and E.D. White. We've kind of been, you know, the center for cross country.
Very good, and they don't get a whole lot of love, so we've been happy to have Coach Malone today and then Coach Collins a couple weeks ago. Give them their just due. We've talked high school now for an hour. We're going to spend the next hour talking football, 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 college, pro, all that and more. We'll be right back after this break talking some college. There's a full slate today. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Ramsey's has 50 showcases full of designer diamond jewelry.
If you don't think 50 is a lot, just count to 50 out loud. 1, 2,
and
three,
every one of
four,
those showcases
five,
is
six,
overflowing.
Seven, eight,
no one
nine,
gives you more
10,
choices.
11, 12,
no one gives
13,
you better prices.
14, 15, 16, 17.
Okay, big brother, I think that's enough.
50 showcases full of diamonds.
And designer engagement ring prototypes that haven't even been manufactured yet.
Designers like Gabriel.
Martin Flyer.
Yerlan.
Bolden West.
Noam Carver.
And others.
What do you mean, and others?
I mean, we also have other designers.
You left out my favorite.
I think we've listed enough designers.
You left out Lori Ramsey. She creates the most beautiful designs in the world.
Every little sister should have a big brother like mine.
Other stores make empty claims and empty promises.
Ramsey's makes fantastic deals on fabulous diamond engagement rings.
Ramsey's Diamond Jewelers, the largest diamond store in Louisiana, on Veterans between Bonneville and West End in Metairie.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Do you want to feel younger, be stronger, have more energy, improve your performance?
The Men's Optimal Performance Enhancement Clinic has the key to help you feel younger, be stronger, increase your stamina, libido, and energy levels. The professionals at MOPE Clinic specialize in helping guys like you maximize their performance in all areas of life.
From the weight room to the boardroom to the bedroom.
Call today.
888-509-9909 or click on MOPEclinic.com.
Saunders and Chabert Attorneys at Law have dedicated their practice to assisting serious accident victims with the highest quality and personal legal representation possible. You may have heard of Saunders and Chabert through word of mouth, but Saunders and Chabert specializes in serious motor vehicle accidents, offshore, river accidents, and injuries occurring on the job. They fight hard for their clients. Visit SaundersChabert.com or call Scotty Boy Chabert at 888-815-1974 for a free consultation. Saunders and Chabert, fighting hard for you all across Louisiana.
Carport, whatever it may be. Glad I'm not doing that today. The sky has just opened up here in Southeast Louisiana. Hope everybody's staying dry. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Great day for a rainy day because I plan to have my butt glued to the chair watching college football throughout the day on ESPN right now. University of Louisiana Lafayette is playing number 23 Iowa State. Stan, before we dive into this college football segment, there's a lot of chatter that if UL wins this game today, they're going to run the table and go undefeated. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Will the Raging Cajuns get the upset today? An early pick'em game, I guess, here. Will the Raging Cajuns get the upset and knock off number 23, Iowa State?
Listen, I hate to do this because obviously I'm an alum of Lafayette. No, I don't think so, just because I think Iowa State may very well be one of the teams to look out for in the Big 12. I just think it may be the resources and the talent level of Iowa State is going to be a little bit too much today. Nonetheless, I think they'll play well. I think it's an 11-point spread, so let's say maybe they cover the spread, but I don't feel good about the win. But I do feel good about the rest of the season for that team because I think Billy Napier, the head coach at UL Lafayette, is as good as they get in all of NCAA football right now.
Yep, I agree. So that game's on ESPN. If you want to flip the TV over there, keep the sound on mute, listen to us the rest of the way, and watch the first quarter or so of the game.
I will mention this too, Casey. If our viewer listeners, excuse me, do tune into that, there's a good chance you see Karin Lacey from Thibodaux High School because he's doing extremely well with that team, and he is in the rotation at wide receiver. So there's a chance you get to see the individual from Thibodaux High School who was just playing high school football last year playing up in Ames, Iowa.
Awesome. That's great to hear. And there was no doubt he was going to go out there and make an impact. He was such a good player, and he is – I always respect the people who are willing to say what they necessarily didn't do well. And I had gained so much respect for Karin. I did a story on him this time last year, and he said, hey, look, beginning of my career, I wasn't, you know, being serious enough in the classroom. And he got that cleaned up, and he got himself a ticket to the next level. Kudos to him, and I hope that he has a great career out there. Loaded schedule today compared to, you know, weeks past. I guess in college football it's not loaded like we're used to seeing, but we get an opportunity today to see Notre Dame for the first time. We get an opportunity to, as we said, Iowa State's playing. Oklahoma's playing, albeit against, you know, Missouri State. That's, you know, going to be pretty much non-competitive. We get a chance to see Clemson today, Texas today. Florida State will be playing Georgia Tech later today. So while we still don't have the big SEC dogs in the fray yet, so we've got a couple of college football playoff contenders that are going to be on the gridiron today, Notre Dame being one of them. I think North Carolina is a team that some folks are saying is a sleeper. They're ranked number 19. They're playing Syracuse right now. Oklahoma, Clemson, who are you most excited to see today?
Watching Clemson play Wake Forest will be interesting. I get it. I assume that Clemson's going to win that game. But from the standpoint of how they played last year and everybody saying they're supposed to be the best, I'd like to see how this COVID period is treating everybody because I think there are some unknowns that go along with all of this. I was thinking as you were running down the schedule, just a little trivia question that I'm pretty sure you're going to know, but I didn't know it till this morning. Do you know who the head coach of Missouri State is?
You got me stumped. I don't know.
It's Bobby Petrino.
Wow. Would you have ever? Okay.
I didn't know it either, Casey. I was reading something early this morning. I actually, you know, with the weather, I'm one of those weather guys. I ran out and cut grass real early this morning because I was so worried about the rest of this weekend. Heck, I'm worried about the rest of the week, to be honest with you. But yeah. That being said, I sat on the patio and was reading something. Bobby Petrino is the head coach of Missouri State. I thought he kind of had a meltdown, quite honestly. So I don't know exactly what he's been doing. I think the last stop we saw was Louisville. But that was interesting because they're about to get blasted today. That is the one game. That is the one game that I think is going to just be totally, or at least before it starts, we know it's going to be totally lopsided. And that is those guys, I think, taking on Oklahoma today. The rest of the slate, I'm not an anti-Notre Dame guy. There's a lot of people who just don't like Notre Dame. But I always, you know, I've always liked the pageantry. It's on my bucket list to get up to South Bend and see a game. So, I'll keep an eye on that game. I think David Cutcliffe, I hope I'm saying that right, is a terrific coach.
Yes.
For Duke, but I just don't know that they can play with Notre Dame. I don't think we're seeing the key matchups yet. It's still going to be a couple of weeks away, and that's good. I like the buildup. I like what's happening with NCAA football as they're going to build up to some big games.
And if anybody is a night owl like me and likes to watch football until late in the night, Kansas, Les Miles, our old pal Les Miles, they're opening up their season against Coastal Carolina. That's a 9 p.m. kick. Stan, I've never heard of anything like this. I guess Kansas has to do what it has to do to get on TV. But Kansas, a school that is in the Central Time Zone like us, is having a 9 p.m. first kick for a home game against Coastal Carolina. That's crazy to me.
Well, listen, I have a hard enough time if it's a key matchup between two teams that are maybe 1-2 in the country staying up. I'm definitely not going to make it that late. I would be curious to know, you know, obviously we're all LSU fans in the area, meaning Louisiana, maybe even the Gulf Coast, but it's specifically you as a grad, your thoughts now looking back at the Les Miles era, do you think there were wasted opportunities when he was here? Because I heard a radio pundit a couple of weeks ago just totally bad-mouthing him. And I thought to myself, although, you know, I wouldn't put him on the Mount Rushmore of college coaches, his stay in Baton Rouge was fairly successful. How do you feel about that?
It's easy to look down on him after you see that the guy who replaced him is having so much success. But if you would have told me in 2005 when they hired him that the guy would still be around in 2016 and would have had 10-win seasons, you'd have taken it and you would have ran with it. I think that LSU fans are so scorned because of one game, 21-0 against Alabama.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
That's it. He never recovered after that. That's just where they are with Les, and we wish him the best of luck this upcoming season against Kansas. But we've got a big Saints game tomorrow in the Dome, an empty Dome. They're taking on Tampa Bay. Stan and I are going to break down that matchup, some position battles, all that and more. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center, Community Sports Institute, right here on ESPN 100.3.
When you need health-related answers quickly, you want the fastest, safest results possible. That's why Terrebonne General Medical Center is the only facility in the state to offer the new GE Revolution Frontier Gen 2 CT scanner. This breakthrough technology presents medical professionals with the clearest images on the market while keeping patients safe and comfortable. To learn more about how TGMC is on the leading edge of healthcare, please visit tgmc.com.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle, they want it. And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you's AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin and back by 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
How do you tell the difference between real medication and a counterfeit laced with fentanyl? You can't.
Creating counterfeit drugs is as easy as a couple clicks online and blending the shipments.
However, taking these drugs can end up costing you your life.
It's dangerous to take medicine without a prescription, and it can be deadly to take a pill without knowing what's in it.
Too many students have died from taking counterfeit pills bought from places other than a pharmacy.
Talk to your friends today. Passing a test or partying all night is not worth dying.
It only takes one. There is no second chance.
Sponsored by Louisiana Ambulance Alliance within the Epidemic Louisiana.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it's wedding, festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or concert. Joseph the Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases. Joseph the Contractors can supply multi-stall restroom, air-conditioned trailers anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Planning a luxury event? Check out their new black tie luxury restroom and shower trailers. Visit Joseph at viscom.net with locations in Cut Off, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville.
So good to watch the NFL game on Thursday night, watch the Chiefs beat the Texans to open up the season. It was even better to watch Clyde Edwards-Helaire look phenomenal, like we all kind of speculated after the draft that he would, going into just the perfect situation. It's the Sports Corner here brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Stan, very quickly before we talk about the Saints and the Bucks, what were your initial thoughts as the Chiefs defended their Super Bowl title for 1 week and scored a 2-touchdown win over the Texans?
Watch out, everybody. That's obviously a better team with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and he is the primary reason I wanted to watch that game, and he certainly didn't disappoint. A lot of it, you know, when I say listen to it or watch it, I listen to Westwood One a lot of it because I've just been, and this has nothing to do with social issues or anything, and I may have mentioned it to you before, the last probably 5 or 6 years, I've really gotten back into listening to radio as far as athletic events go, whether it be basketball, football, whatever it is, because you kind of formulate your own mind. And I'm going to tell you, Kurt Warner was on the color commentary, and the way he described some of those runs, now I've seen them since. I've actually gone back and watched a replay of them. But when he described them, I was like, well, yeah, that's the Clyde-Helaire Edwards we know. And, boy, if you team him up with Mahomes and Kelce and Hill and Watkins and all of that crew, that's going to – I'm not quite sure, unless they totally collapse defensively, how anybody, especially in the American League, how anybody's going to play with that team.
And that's kind of what you touched on is where I am as well. They defend now. It's not just, you know, race to 40 points. They defend now, and they're going to be a bear. Now, one team that everybody locally hopes is going to be a bear are the New Orleans Saints. They're taking on Tampa. This is going to be the premier matchup tomorrow. It's going to be Fox's, Americans, Game of the Week, and all this, that, and the other. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. Both teams are a little bit beat up. Cesar Ruiz, the first-round pick for New Orleans, is out. Marcus Davenport, the former first-round pick defensive end, is out. Mike Evans was listed as doubtful, but he has since been upgraded this morning to questionable, so he may or may not play, not at full strength either way. What are your thoughts? Where do you think the Saints could you know, exploit Tampa? Where do you think Tampa could exploit New Orleans, and how do you think this one's going to fare?
Well, first of all, on an individual basis, I am starting to worry about Marcus Davenport having the ability to stay on the field.
Yes.
He's kind of turning into that, you know, Armstead guy just a little bit, where you just hope that injury is not going to be what we think about related to their careers. And then when we heard about Ruiz, that was a little disappointing. Nonetheless, we're supposed to be deep on that offensive line, so I hope that won't be a problem. I was hoping, listen, I don't hope that the guys hurt permanently, but I was hoping that, you know, Evans could play. Evans is such, I don't know why, you know, you formulate in your mind whether you're right or wrong, these guys who are just, like, so good, and I feel like he's in that category. So, of course, whether he plays or not today, I don't think he'll be at full strength. It's going to be a tough one for the Saints. I don't doubt that for 1 second. I think it's a tough one to start off with, and obviously I'm not sure who has an advantage related to where they're playing, because you have the Saints who feel more at home being in the Dome, but you probably have the Buccaneers who are like, this is cool. If I'm going to play here, this is the atmosphere I want to play in. So I'm not sure who has the advantage there. If the Saints get off to a quick start, I think it's the Saints game. If the Saints on the first couple of offensive series struggle and don't put some points on the board, whether it be field goals or touchdowns, it could be a long day for the Saints.
You tell me this all the time, and I agree with you. It's going to be which quarterback is most comfortable in the pocket. Tampa Bay has Ndamukong Suh, Jason Pierre-Paul, Devin White, William Golston, all these guys that could make Drew Brees uncomfortable. New Orleans has, you know, Cam Jordan and you know, the different weapons, you know, DeMario Davis and the different guys that they have. Neither of these quarterbacks are going to be running for first downs. If you get pressure on them, they're both going down. So which quarterback is going to be the most comfortable in the pocket? It's going to probably be the team that's going to win the game. And I'll go the second leg of that is, which team is able to establish their running game better to be able to hold off that pass rush? Will Tampa be able to get Ronald Jones and Fournette going a little bit? Will the Saints be able to get some inside running with Murray and Kamara a little bit? Whichever team could kind of be balanced while also keeping their quarterback upright, I think is going to have a huge advantage, because both of these teams have weapons for days. Tampa with, you know, Evans and Chris Godwin and Gronkowski, O.J. Howard, New Orleans, obviously, Mike Thomas, Kamara, Emmanuel Sanders. Both teams have guys on the outside who could hurt you dearly. Which quarterback's going to have time to sit back there for 3-4 seconds to let those guys get down the field is probably going to be how this game's decided.
I agree, and a lot of times I would give the advantage to the Saints because you got a guy, say, you know, in Breeze who understands how his protection slides, you know, how he works with those guys. McCoy was the center last year, and Brady doesn't have that luxury quite yet because I'm sure there hadn't been a lot of physical contact going on in Tampa Bay's camp. So I would have given them the advantage, but now, you know, we talk about Ruiz being hurt. Maybe that's who he's been working with in the middle of the line, meaning he being Drew Brees. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure how you look at the big picture and how you, you know, you diagnose things. I think, again, COVID a little bit, you know, with the pandemic and what's been happening in camp is going to affect some teams and who handled it better. And the Bucs just have so many new guys in new places. But, boy, those new guys they have in new places are extremely talented. So we'll see. I was wondering, as you were mentioning, two quarterbacks, I would have to believe, Casey, the combination of the age of these two quarterbacks has to be by far the highest age count of the combination of any two quarterbacks playing this week in NFL.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're 43 or 44 for Brady with 40 or 41 for Breeze. Yeah, no one else is even getting close to that. In fact, in some of the matchups, we maybe have guys that don't even eclipse 50 combined.
Yeah, and can you imagine also that we saw a game on Thursday night where you feature, you know, Watson and Mahomes, right? You know, or we're looking at a Lamar Jackson playing quarterback now, and maybe that might be the new norm for quarterback. Ooh, I use that word, new norm. That might be the way we see quarterbacks in NFL in the near future. And we're talking about a game that is featuring Tom Brady and Drew Brees, who I agree with you, over and under rushing yards for those two quarterbacks combined, 5 yards, over and under.
Oh, I think Brees is good to skirt for 3 or 4 every now and then, so I'll go slightly over. But you'll have to time it on a sundial to see how fast they'll get the 5 yards.
I would agree with that totally.
So, really quickly, the Saints announced this week that Taysom Hill has won the backup quarterback job. He is going to be the backup to Drew Brees. So, in the past, when Taysom Hill has been the backup quarterback, he's not really played his tight end, split end, receiver role very much. He's not been the gunner on special teams and all these different things. Do you think that that's going to be the case now, or do you think that they're going to be a little bit more loose with him, knowing that if he goes down, they still do have another option in Jameis Winston available to them?
No way. He's more Swiss Army knife than he ever has been. I would imagine that he's going forward. Now, it's interesting that, you know, there's the residual of Joe Brady from 2 years ago, I guess, is going to carry over. And now that Sean Payton has really seen what this could do for an offense, I don't believe what. Listen, when he was named the backup, I just kind of smirked and said that is not going to change his role at all, because you're right, Jameis Winston affords that opportunity that if something does happen to Taysom Hill, the only thing that it boggles my mind is your third quarterback. Think about that. Now, this is a guy who started last year in the NFL. Your third quarterback on your team is Jameis Winston. That's pretty amazing. And to think that by mid-year there are probably some teams that would love to have a Jameis Winston as a starter on their team, it really is mind-boggling. But no, to answer your question, I think that Taysom Hill is still going to do all the things he always did.
So that'll be tomorrow at 3:25 on Fox, the Saints and the Bucks in the Dome. We're going to make a pick on that in about 15 minutes, so stick around for that. Let's catch a quick break. We're going to keep the NFL talk going in the next segment. Stan and I are going to make our division champion predictions for every division in the NFL. We may even get wild and crazy and make a... It's the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Do you want to feel younger, be stronger, have more energy, improve your performance?
The Men's Optimal Performance Enhancement Clinic has the key to help you feel younger, be stronger, increase your stamina, libido, and energy levels. The professionals at MOPE Clinic specialize in helping guys like you maximize their performance in all areas of life.
From the weight room to the boardroom to the bedroom.
Call today.
888-509-9909 or click on MOPEclinic.com.
Tired of slow internet speeds or trying to watch everything on your phone? Vision Communications has a special 50-50 offer just for you. 50 megs at your home for only $50 a month. You will be connected for everything, streaming TV shows, surfing, and playing games. And Vision's 50 megs will keep everyone in the house happy at a great price. This offer is for your first 6 months of service and is for new internet customers only. As always, you will get the personal service you deserve from Vision. For offer details, visit us at viscom.net.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
How do you tell the difference between an authentic prescription pill and a counterfeit lookalike laced with fentanyl?
In most cases, only chemists can.
So how could you expect your children, who are being exposed to the fatal alternative online, to do so?
It's dangerous to take medicine without a prescription.
And even deadlier to take a pill without knowing what's in it.
Talk to your kids today.
Too many have died from taking counterfeit pills purchased online.
It only takes one. There is no second chance.
Sponsored by Louisiana Ambulance Alliance within the Epidemic Louisiana.
Thirty minutes to go is the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Stan and I gave you a spoiler, I guess, in the last segment. So we're not even going to pick the AFC West. We're both picking the Chiefs to win the AFC West, obviously, because we both gave a strong inkling that we think they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. So let's dive in now. The NFC West, Dan, we've got Cardinals, Rams, 49ers, Seahawks. Who you got to take that division?
I'm going to go Seahawks. I don't know why. I just had that sneaky suspicion, and maybe I'm just getting caught up in the national talk. But I'm Seahawks. It could be interesting when it's all said and done. But, I'm trying to think of what would make me change my mind, but I'll go Seahawks.
I'm going to pick the 49ers just because I think in a year where there's been so little contact in practice, I like the teams that like to tackle, and the 49ers like to tackle. So I'm going to go 49ers there. But I do think the Seahawks are going to make the playoffs and be the wild card. AFC North, Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers. Stan, what say you?
Hey, let's go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, now. Okay.
Hey, listen, I am being silly optimistic that all of the talk that's coming out of Bengals camp is real. And when it's all said and done, we can laugh at my pick, you know, after the NFL season's over. But I'm thinking that maybe there's some kind of renewed, and that is my, like, I probably should call it a wild card pick, but I'm going to go there and listen. Obviously, I still think the Ravens are going to be really good, so I'll say they're a wild card pick, okay?
I hear you. I'm not picking the Ravens either. I'm picking the Steelers. I think that Ben Roethlisberger being back, if they won eight games with the quarterbacks that they played last year, you add Big Ben to that, they're going to win 11 or 12. I'm going to go to the Steelers in that division, but we're going to have to put a pin on this because I understand we have someone on the phone lines. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's Coach Rod this morning.
Oh, Coach Rod. Hey, how you doing, man?
Very good. Very good. Stan, since you're an old ball coach like I am, I'm coming back from two funerals this morning, Mike Dettier's mama and Jesse Turner's brother. So I went to do our duties as coaches.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Coach. Obviously, our hearts go out to Jesse Turner, yes, head coach at Ellendale Memorial, who lost his brother and just a tragic shooting this past week. And I did not. I'm glad you told me about Mike's mom. Mike's mom was actually in the hospital for a while there in Houma with us at TDMC. And I really did not know that happened. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Mike. As Mike is actually getting cranked up to do the Sports on the Bayou show down at HTV. I know they're going to get that going this week. So I'm very sorry for his loss. And I'm glad you brought that up, Coach.
They're gonna do the one. They usually go to the casino on the coast, and they're gonna do it virtual this year to start the season at least. They're not gonna go to the casino to do that one.
Let me ask you that. Now I'm obviously on the phone line as you are, Coach, with Casey, and Casey's actually. It we could get complicated with all the technical part of this, but you know. Obviously, Bobby Hebert does do that Sports on the Bayou, and he does do his shows that he does on radio. I think those guys are doing a lot of it virtual right now, right? Because it doesn't sound like they're in studio doing the things that they do.
I know they've been doing virtual. I mean, and you never know. I've learned this about the COVID. What we know today, we don't know tomorrow. I mean, because at midnight, something's changing that we knew when we went to bed, you know?
I agree. Listen, we have, I think, one, this is the year of the asterisk. I said that a couple of weeks ago. It's the year of the asterisk. Obviously, 2020 is crazy. And to think we have a storm that might be brewing up coming our way just makes it even more crazy. And two, you're right. With the fluid situation, what we know today, we don't know tomorrow. But I will say this, Coach, and you actually make Casey and I aware to some of the things going on in the state. But look, I think we're set in stone for high school football, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, we got to play it. We got to play it. But in any time, the team that's supposed to be the top team, and somebody tests positive, two, three guys that are key roles, they might not be. And if you don't have depth in those positions, then, you know, I made a comment to somebody in the SEC. It's not impossible that Vanderbilt plays in the SEC Conference Championship. It's not impossible. It usually is. But with this year, who knows?
That's almost as crazy as my pick of Cincinnati Bengals winning in the AFC, whatever they play in North. Crazy to say Vanderbilt. But I agree, COVID is a factor in how and what we see going forward. And I mentioned to Casey earlier, when I coached back at South Terrebonne, our state championship year, I was starting right guard, was our backup wide receiver and backup quarterback. So it was natural to us at South Terrebonne, man. It was like, you know, we had to have these guys playing all over. That's what we're going to see in high school, where you better make sure that your wide receiver gets a couple of snaps under center, because by the end of the year, he might just be playing there.
I think the position that's going to be like the deep snapper on punts and extra points. If you don't have one, you never miss it until you don't have one. I mean, because then the kicking game can go crazy.
I agree. Listen, 1991, we do not win a state championship if old Perry Walker has a kicker. Because if they have a kicker, they beat us. So I agree. Special teams are going to be interesting this upcoming year with depth.
Well, I mean, most people put offense, defense, special teams. Right now, they better put special teams than defense and offense as their priorities.
Coach, we were talking earlier in the show about some of the week one matchups locally on the high school level. I know you're planning to go to a couple of games. What games are you looking at going at on that first weekend in October?
Well, I'm very interested in the E.D. White Assumption. And, of course, I'm looking at South Lafourche and Central Lafourche. Because got two new coaches at South and Central. Both of them have missed a lot of time. So it's going to be interesting to see their offenses and defenses to get involved. All I know is this. Whoever can run the ball the best has a great advantage in those with those two new coaches and missing all spring and most of the summer and everything. But if you can find a niche running the ball and take the game and make it short and you get a couple of scores up, good things can happen.
I'll add that there are two other interesting matchups in week one just outside of our bye region. But it's interesting to see Destrehan playing St. Paul's in week one. And if I'm not mistaken, St. Charles Catholic has to play De La Salle in week one now.
Ooh, so, that's a war.
Yeah, can you imagine that one in week one? And Coach, you might be able to, I know Casey knows too. Is De La Salle and St. Charles Catholic in the same district?
They were at one time, and I can't, with St. James and everything. I'm not so sure right now because I lose track of all.
Yeah,
I think they are, fellas.
Well, that's interesting because they'll be playing that game in week one of the year, and if they are a district opponent, your district title very well might be settled in week one of this upcoming high school season.
Yeah. Now, what about, we're going to play the playoffs, 32-team brackets when it fits, and we go into the dome to play. What if the mayor says you can't play it? I mean, right now, if they have to play in the classic today, they can't play it in the dome.
You're right.
They're going to have to make some plan Bs and some plan Cs because you're right. She has not balked on that at all, and it's going to be curious to see how it goes from here.
Hey, listen, I'm going to throw this in there. I'm going to throw this in there, and then I'm going to shut up after I say it. Tulane is playing football today. That's all I want to say. Tulane's playing football today.
So. That's the same thing I said. And that's what Fletcher Mackle threw at her in that press conference where she stormed off. She wasn't very nice and so on, but you know.
Well, look, Coach, I would thank you so much for the time. We're up against a break, but, man, be safe, and thanks so much for calling.
All right. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Coach Rod, as always. Real quick, Casey, again, prayers and condolences to Jared Turner and his family. To Jared Turner, not and his family, his family, obviously, the brother of Jesse Turner. Such a tragedy. And, of course, to Mike Dutillier's mom.
No doubt about that. And a lot of people are with heavy hearts, and we hope that, they get the peace and comfort that they need. One of the reasons why, Stan, that we went a little bit shorter with Coach Rod is because we have breaking news. The New Orleans Saints have just signed Alvin Kamara to a 5-year extension worth $77 million. So Alvin Kamara is going to have a little bit of a heavier pocketbook tomorrow as the Saints take on Tampa. They got that deal done.
I am actually going straight to my calculator, and I'm throwing up 77 divided by 5. And I'm wondering if that's the range we thought it was going to be the entire time. And as it relates to him going forward, how he's going to – I'm so glad this got done before the year started, first of all. No matter what his pay is, obviously he's happy. He signed the contract. But, man, I think – I'm glad you said this before we do our picket segment because it has changed a little bit for me because now I'm feeling pretty good about the Saints. It was going to be a 3-pointer, but I think it's actually going to be more than that now.
Very good. So we were picking division winners, got a little bit sidetracked, but now let's pick Super Bowl participants and then champions. Who do you got, Stan?
Well, first of all, before we get to that real quickly, I want to know what you think about the NFC East.
How about them Cowboys?
I hope so, too. And listen, I've always told you that I'm not anti-Cowboy by any stretch of the imagination. I sort of like what the Cowboys do most of the time, but I especially like it now that we see Elijah McGuire on there. For a Super Bowl champion, obviously from the other side, I'm going with Kansas City again. We might see a little dynasty starting over there. I think they figured everything out. And I'm going to go with our New Orleans Saints. I think if things play out well, especially early on in the year, because when they start off hot, they usually end hot, I think it'll be our New Orleans Saints.
I'm going to go, let's see. I don't want to pick Kansas City, though I do think that they're probably going to be the team that's going to be there at the end. I'm going to go, give me the Colts in the South. I think Phillip Rivers has one last year. I think that's a good roster. And give me Tampa Bay in the NFC, and we're going to have the Bucks. Give me Tom Brady retiring on top.
Wow. If Tom Brady retires on the top, I am going to say he is the best NFL player, even though he might be already. He is the best NFL player to ever play or to ever will play NFL football, because that would be truly amazing. Possible.
No doubt about
possible,
it.
But that's amazing.
Sleeper in the AFC, though. I'm telling you, man, don't discount those Steelers. I don't like them. I don't like rooting for them, but they were 8-8 last year with nobodies at quarterback. They've got Big Ben back. They've got a good roster. There would be a sleeper team in the AFC nobody's talking about. Let's catch a break. When we get back, we've got a pick 'em segment. We're going to pick all these NFL games. We're going to pick a bunch of college games, all that and more. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute on ESPN 100.3.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24-7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Hi, this is Trip Lee with AC Ambulance. It's been a hot summer and it's not over yet. I bet there are a lot of you's AC could not keep up with temperature humidity control. If you fit into this category or just need a checkup, repair, or a heat load calculation, call AC Ambulance. We've been in business since 1979. We proudly sell Daikin backed by a 12-year parts and labor warranty and the best financing in the business. So don't take a chance. Call the ambulance. It's 467-1400 or check us out online at acambulance.com.
It's a little bit embarrassing how excited I am to do this right here. We have not done a pick'em segment since last fall. This is one of my favorite segments of the show. It's the Sports Corner brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. Start with a couple of college games, then we'll dive into the NFL. There's not a whole lot going on in college. Well, there are games, but there are not a whole lot of marquee matchups. Georgia Tech and Florida State, Stan, what say you?
Oh, man. Oh, God, that is a – boy, you threw a curveball at me starting with that one, just from the standpoint of I would call it just a pick'em type game. I'm going to go Florida State. I have to – believe there might be a little honeymoon period with this new coach, and we'll keep an eye out and see if Ja'Kai Douglas can get on the field.
That'd be nice. Truck, are you playing? Do you want to get in on this?
Truck sounds like he's opting out.
Georgia Tech, Florida State, what say you?
Truck's in the COVID period. He's opting out of this deal right now. Who was the next one, Casey? Say that again.
Let's see. We've got Duke and Notre Dame. Stan, what you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. Notre Dame. Not even. No thought.
Duke and the points.
Yeah, I agree with that. Wait. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry. I was just going along. I go Notre Dame to win. Yeah, I think that. Well, no, I agree with Truck. I think that Notre Dame's going to win. But
you're
on the
quarantine, dude.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I think Casey's under quarantine right now.
Got too many things going right now.
What is the spread on that game?
21.5
21.5 I'm still going Notre Dame.
We've got a game that I better talk about, or I'm never going to hear the end of it from Brian. We've got not Notre Dame. We've got Tulane that is going to be taking on South Alabama today. The Green Wave are expected to have a pretty good squad this coming season. Traveling to take on a South Alabama team who's already played and won a game. Tulane is a 10-point favorite, fellas.
Tulane is going to win that game by over 20.
Wow, okay.
Coach Willie Fritz with the win. Tulane.
I agree with you, gentlemen. I think Tulane is going to get the win today. I think South Alabama looked a little bit weaker than I would have expected to see. We made fun of him earlier in the show. Now I'm going to ask Stan to pick a game that he's going to not be watching. Coastal Carolina and Kansas. Kansas is only a 6-point favorite in this game. Kansas lost to Coastal Carolina last year. Are they going to get revenge this year?
Yeah, I think they're going to get revenge. And if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned the game is in Kansas. Yeah, I don't think they Coastal Carolina just doesn't have the resources that Kansas has.
Close game, Kansas. I don't think.
Little bit
how many
much.
Points?
6 points for Kansas.
You better start eating grass.
Does the kid from Hornbill still play in Kansas?
Yeah, I was just about to say a little bit too much Puka Williams. I think Kansas is going to get the win.
I agree.
Let's go to the NFL. Let's see what we've got here.
Oh, boy.
Pretty good week one schedule, to be honest with you. Let's start with kind of a softball, Cleveland and the Ravens, but it is a little bit of a trick question because the only team in the regular season that slowed down the Ravens last year, ironically enough, were the Browns. Can they do it again? The Ravens are a 7-point favorite.
I think Cleveland's going to cover. I think the Ravens will win, but I'll say by 3.
Too much Raven quarterback. Ravens, cover.
You know, I tend to agree with Truck on this one. I think that Lamar Jackson's going to have studied the tape. I think that the Ravens are going to win, but I do think the Browns are going to be better this season. I give me the Ravens to cover. In the NFC South, we've got Carolina hosting tomorrow the Las Vegas Raiders. It's so weird to say Las Vegas Raiders. Carolina's not expected to be any good, and just goes to show they're at home tomorrow, and they're a 3-point underdog against Gruden and the boys.
No, I actually think Carolina's going to win that game. I think it'll be close, and I don't think it's two particularly good teams playing each other. But until I got to get used to this, the Las Vegas Raiders solve their quarterback issues, I don't think they can get to the next level. So, yeah, I'll go Carolina in a close one.
David Carr, the Raiders.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know what, I think it's going to be hard to prepare for Joe Brady without any tape or anything for what they're going to look like. I'm going to go Carolina on this one, but I don't have much confidence in it either way. The Seahawks are traveling to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. This is going to be a good 12 o'clock matchup. The Seahawks are a 2.5-point favorite. Atlanta is supposed to be much better this year than last year.
First of all, I certainly don't know who I want to win that game. And I know a lot of people are going to say, you don't want Atlanta to win, but I don't want the Seahawks to gain too much steam. I don't know. Let's go Atlanta in a close one. Maybe Gurley is rejuvenated, and we'll see. So Atlanta in a close one.
Too much Russell Wilson, over 10-point victory.
Wow, Truck going Seattle big. I go Seattle to win close. I do think they cover the 2.5, giving the Seahawks by, you know, maybe a field goal. 12 o'clock, Green Bay traveling to Minneapolis, Minnesota, playing an empty dome against the Vikings. Minnesota's a 2.5-point favorite. the Vikings will have running back Dalvin Cook, who has just signed a new contract extension.
Wow, these are some tough ones, man. I'm going to go I'm going to go Minnesota just because of Dalvin Cook signing, and they're playing at home, even though it's really not a home field advantage. So Minnesota in a close one again.
Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, if I have the right quarterback.
I just don't think Green Bay has enough around Rodgers. I think the Vikings are going to put it on him pretty good. I think that they're going to win and they're going to cover. Joe Burrow making his NFL debut tomorrow at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Bengals are a 3-point home underdog. Will Burrow pull off some magic and get to 1-0?
I'm going with my heart in this one, and I'm going to say Bengals. Bengals in a very close one again, but this may be more heart than thinking with my brain.
Joe Burrow and his arm are going to beat.
I agree. I think that the Chargers are lacking. I think that with Tyrod Taylor or whomever they have out there, if it's Herbert, whoever they have at quarterback, I think Burrow's going to have the leg up, and I think the Bengals are going to get to 1-0. Now it's time to have some fun. My Dallas Cowboys going to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Sunday night kickoff. The Cowboys are a 2-point favorite. I think both of these teams coming into the season are a little bit overrated, quite frankly. So can my Cowboys get the win under Mike McCarthy and get to 1-0?
What's the point spread?
Dallas by 2.
I think with a healthy Ezekiel, I think maybe Dallas can pull this out. And I think I'm not going to go against what Vegas is saying. I think it's going to be maybe a 2 or 3 point game.
Empty stadium?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with the Con Crush, the Crooked Horns, the Rams.
Okay. I think empty stadium actually helps the Rams because there's a huge Cowboy fan contingency in California. The Cowboys would have maybe filled that stadium had they allowed fans. I'm going to go Dallas in this one. I just don't think the Rams are any good. I think they're a little bit overrated. I don't believe in Jared Goff. Give me the Cowboys reluctantly in this one. One more, then we'll pick the Saints game. Let's pick Steelers and Giants on Monday Night Football. The Steelers are a 6-point favorite.
Boy, you are high on the Steelers. You're making me think you know something there that I just don't know. So I don't think I would have gone Giants anyway, and I, fantasy football-wise, play against Saquon Barkley, so I hope that he is totally shut down this week. Let's go Steelers. Again, every game that I've picked in the NFL has been close, but another close one for the Steelers to beat the Giants.
Steelers, because I have no idea who plays for the Giants. Serious.
I'm going Steelers as well. I've got to go Steelers after I've hyped them up. The last one we've got on the schedule, the Bucs and the Saints. The Saints are a 3.5-point favorite. Stand very quickly. We're almost out of time. Give us a score for this one.
24-21, Saints win.
31-26, Tampa. Too many field goals by the Saints instead of touchdowns.
I've got to play the villain like Truck. Give me 27-24, Tampa. The Bucs win on a field goal at the end and get the leg up in the NFC South. We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank our coaches, Coach Malone, Coach Young, Coach Adams, for joining us. Same time, same place next weekend. Stay dry, stay safe, follow the tropics, catch your local news outlet. It's been the Sports Corner, brought to you by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute. God bless everybody.
In our current COVID-19 climate, it's time to think differently about employee health, and Terrebonne General Medical Center's workplace readiness team is here to help. With over 65 years of trusted leading-edge experience, we are here to provide the resources you need to keep your workforce healthy and prepared with COVID-19 testing, employee health risk screenings, cleaning protocols, a nurse hotline, and much more.